This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
We've got Brittany Sandoval in the house. She walked out on a birthday party. She's probably going to have to take back pies and cakes and all kinds of things to get back.
I have a plan.
To get back into the birthday party. And who's the party for?
My father-in-law, 80.
Happy birthday.
I will let him know that Dave Stahl wishes him happy birthday.
What's his name?
Hal Summers, or Handsome Hal.
Well, Handsome Hal, happy birthday to you.
Oh,
80 years old.
80
young.
Years young, yeah.
Oh, I know he's young, and you have to go home and learn how to play Hawaiian music.
I already learned it. I have to play it as soon as I show
you
up.
You already learned it?
That's what I did Thursday and Friday.
Really? Banging on the old keyboard?
Brought out the old ivories, dusted them off, and found middle C again.
Is that why your hands are all cramped up looking?
I know. I haven't played for over a decade.
Hi, San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection sponsors this show, 6622 University Avenue. If you're looking for better speed, better fuel mileage, or you just need to get your car worked on, maybe you got a classic hot rod or race car, sdcarb.com. Black Forest Motorsports for all the Mini Coopers out there, BMWs and Porsches. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. They'll be more than happy to take care of your vehicle. So, who have you got in the house today?
You know, Dave, how my mind wanders sometimes.
Slightly.
Yeah. So on the drive up here, I was thinking today's guest is probably about 1/6 the age of next week's guest.
1/6. At least you can do the math.
Yes. It was a simple math problem, but, you know, it shows that age is just a number. It doesn't define you, because I'm sure both guests, today's and next week's, are going to be enjoying some time in the dirt this season.
Yeah, you think?
Absolutely. So I'm finding out a lot's changed since we saw each other last. We are both Lewis Leopards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's no longer a junior driver. I was going to introduce today's guest as a junior driver because he's a seventh grader.
Right.
But oh no, he's jumping into the 600s.
Holy moly. Yeah.
So please welcome Deegan Irie and crew chief Ben Irie.
Which would also be father.
Yes.
That's correct.
And car owner.
And car owner.
I'll take all of those. Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
The bank. Which helps, but we're going to see if we can't generate some sponsorship, because I'm sure you have a spot on the side of the car.
And
we
wins.
Would love to have more sponsors, Dave, yes.
Well, and that's what it's all about. Deegan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You'd rather be racing, huh?
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, this is pretty cool.
Well, you know, this is something, I mean, if you plan to do this for a while, this is a very, very important part of what you do. Because you could drive like nobody's business, but if you can't talk, or if you can't, you know, talk in the microphone, then sponsors say, well, he's kind of cute, but, you know, let's move on and find somebody that can.
That will promote my
stuff. So how long have you been racing?
I'm racing for 7 years. Started in go-karts, moved through all the classes.
I love go-karts. Go-karts on the dirt or asphalt?
Asphalt at K1 Speed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you did the indoor stuff. Yeah, I used to go to Imago and Cone Speedway and... And I just ran a KT100, you know, because I didn't want to have to fool with anything. I just wanted to drive. You know, I didn't want to have to maintain it necessarily. So, but K1 Speed, the only thing I don't like about those guys, if I get a little out of control or if I think 4 or 8 wheels are better than 4, they got that box they take and go, they turn me down.
Yeah.
You ever been turned down?
Yeah, I've been turned down once. I've been brake checked.
Don't you? Yeah, what's up with that?
I was going to ask you what.
Yeah.
What got you turned down?
I know. That's the only thing I hate about it.
Yeah.
And I know the owners of K1 Speed. I remember when they first decided to do this, and they asked me what I thought. I said, hello? It'd be, why not? Of course, now they're everywhere. Yeah, do you have any other gear?
What do you mean?
Well, if you're looking for another sponsor, as much as you go to K1 Speed, they have a complete line jack or driving suits and thermal underwear and socks. So you gotta,
when you outgrow your next batch, I'm sure.
Is about every 3 months, it seems to me like. Or are you done growing? No, you're not done.
He's not done growing. Maybe we were eye to eye. You know, it's been a year since I saw him. It's exactly a year where Lewis said, you're going
way
home.
Taller
indefinitely.
Than you.
Yeah. And now he's taller. He's a seventh grader and he's
so you're jumping into a 600,
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Have you taken one out yet?
Yeah, I've been to a couple practices here and there, but no races yet. Cause we were planning on doing some races last year, but then everything shut down when we got the car. So.
Yeah.
Crew chief over here showed me video. He was not lifting.
Are you supposed to?
No, not if you want to win.
Yeah.
It's going into the turn, coming
out of the turn,
he wasn't lifting.
That's what they were telling me about Bristol, because you know all the NASCAR guys are going to be racing at Bristol.
Oh, yeah, commercials have been hilarious.
And they say because of the banking, they don't lift.
Speaking of that, me and our family is going to Bristol on dirt. We got tickets, so it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Look, goosebumps.
I can't wait for that. Like, the commercials are cracking
me
up.
Excuse me, promoter, how come you haven't got us tickets
to
Bristol?
Kyle Larson's going to win again.
Well, of course he's going to win.
It's going to be Larson and Bell out
front. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And everybody else is going to be in the wall. Because it's going to be a crash fest.
Yeah.
That is going to be...
Do we know if there's banking in that one much? Is it
huge?
Yeah.
Bristol's
They're not even going to need any...
I'm curious if they're going to increase the banking and roll the dirt up against the K-rail and actually add more banking to it.
It very well could be. And what I was told this morning, I was being schooled.
Oh.
And that is they want a super dry track. They don't want any moisture in it because they want it to slick up like asphalt is what they're hoping for.
Well, there's a slick part. And then before the kind of asphalt feel of it, that's a gray area.
That's the gray area.
Before it starts feeling like asphalt. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So you started off with go-karts on asphalt, and then when did you flip to dirt?
Did you come to the other side?
Oh, my gosh.
I started winning a lot of races at go-karts, and I started getting really good lap times, best of the month and stuff like that, and we decided to step it up a little bit and invest in racing, and then we got into dirt.
Yeah, your dad just said, "Oh, you think you're good? Huh? Let me show you another way to race,
which will
humble you, right?"
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you start out in this stuff, Dave, you think that it's a pretty simple road that you can just step into another one and everything just kind of lines up. As you get more into it, you realize how much is involved in this stuff and the different platforms of racing and how advanced they become as you move up.
Well, and dirt, you know, everybody looks at dirt like, oh, well, that's easy.
Not easy at all.
Because that track changes every lap.
Every lap. You know, just like you were talking about at Bristol, if it starts taking rubber down at the bottom and blowing up, everybody's gonna be moving around, searching for grip. It's gonna change the dynamic of this race a lot. You know, so racing on dirt, it's different.
It's an adventure.
I'm curious how they're gonna prep Bristol. I'm really curious how much dirt are they gonna put down? Because I mean, you know, if you watch monster trucks on the dirt, after a while they're down on the asphalt. You know, because they're burning it up, and spinning and jumping and what have you. So it'll be interesting to see, because this is really their first time putting a NASCAR on dirt since I think they did it back in the 70s.
Did they really?
They do a Camping World Truck Series. They do Eldora.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a NASCAR, just the trucks.
Well, and I heard that the bunch of the NASCAR guys, Tony Stewart, opened up Eldora for them to come practice.
Oh, really?
I heard the same thing.
Yeah. But Eldora is just a little tiny track compared to Bristol, which is what do you call those things that you can put paper together? Paperclip.
Hairpin. Yeah.
Paperclip.
Oh, yeah, the paperclip. Ventura.
Well, I looked at the teacher because I figured she would know what a paperclip was. All right, well, let's take a quick break. Paul Dyke on the line? All right, this ought to be exciting.
He's dirt track racer.
Hey, he's coming after Barona. He's coming after Barona in a whole new class. We're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining. talked meantime.
All right, folks, welcome back to Razor Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The answer.
All right. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. Whether you're buying new or used, El Cajon Ford is family. And once you buy a car from them, you'll be with them for the rest of the car and probably your life as well. And did you know their service department will work on everything in your driveway? That's right. I don't care what make or model, they have trained technicians that can do all of your maintenance. So, if you're bringing one car in, picking up another car, you just drop the one you took in and you're good to go. Dave and his team are massively trained. They got a great CSI, and you just can't get better service than you get at El Cajon Ford. And with that being said, I got one of the fastest owners in town, Paul Dyke. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're just having fun. We've got...
Can you hear me? Yeah,
I can hear you fine. We got Deegan Erie in, and he is getting ready to jump into a 600. But tell us, what are you doing this season at Barona? I understand you're going after another division championship.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We've got a lot of competition, and the rules are going to be interesting for the street stocks. But, yeah, I'm going in the street stocks, and I'm fired up. last year I was all fired up, and then we didn't get to go racing
until the end.
And it was so frustrating, but my car is all ready to go. And then also my son PJ is committed to running every race up at Barona this year, which will be good.
What division is he going
to
be in?
We're looking forward to being up there.
What's PJ going to drive?
He's going to run the modified, and I'm going to run the street stocks.
Is that why you're doing the street stocks? Because he's in the other
division.
I don't
want to be beat by my kid.
Yeah. Might have been alluding to that.
Yeah, the truth comes out. So
both my kids, when they were racing, I used to beat on them, and I'd take them out at the finish line. I like to say I'm a clean driver, but everybody's like, you know, PJ could have won that night. PJ could have won that night, or Justin could have won that night. And I'm like, you know what? There's going to be a day where I can't win, so I'm going to take every chance I can to do it while I can. And PJ's a super clean driver. Justin, he's up on the wheel. He'll do whatever it takes to get a win. And I hope that I come across in this season as a clean driver, because it's all about going out there and racing clean.
Well, as long as everybody races clean with you.
Yeah.
I mean, really, isn't that what it is? Because if you race clean and they race you clean, then everybody will race clean. But if they take you out, I would be the last person on the planet that would want to take you out, because I have a funny feeling you'd be looking for me.
Yeah, I'll give you some love taps.
So for folks out there, it's a brand new car. What's the color scheme?
Red, white, and blue. It's like the old Spirit off-road racing car. It's got the blue on the top, the red swoosh, and the white on the bottom, number 8 car. I was lucky enough to get handed Ed Hale's car when he got sick before he passed, and I got to drive his dirt car, and Dave Fox is our mechanic, and I've been able to keep that number, and I'm proud of that number, because anybody who's been around racing in San Diego knows Ed Hale and the number 8 and smiling Ed Hale, and super cool story, but very thankful for all of that.
Yeah, and Ed, I was talking to the guys that were on this morning with me on KUSI, and just amazing what Ed Hale could do at Cajon Speedway. I mean, he had a drive line that nobody else could follow, and nobody could, I mean, they just, whatever you put that guy in, he could win. And he had, and you're right, he was, had the greatest attitude, could build the best motors. In fact, I understand, I can't think of the gentleman's name, that's still running the shop, and the whole
camp.
Yeah, there you go.
Camp. It's all the same over there. Yeah, he builds my motors. They do a great job.
And the whole office is still full of tons of photos and memorabilia, so I'm going to go to the San Diego Auto Museum and see if I can't talk Lenny into doing a Cajon Speedway static display permanent, and see if we can't get a car and some of that memorabilia off the wall and give some tribute back to all of the folks, the guys and girls that kept Cajon Speedway alive and well for all those years, because I think that's a racetrack we can't forget.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with the Hall of Champions, but I know Ed was voted into the Hall of Champions,
right,
the Hall of Fame driver from San Diego, and that was pretty cool. I'm super excited about Barona this year. The track is going to be, you know, going full force. There's going to be a lot of cars out there. You know, what we got to see in the last three races of last year was awesome with the fan support and the car support. And the track's going to be great. And I'm super excited about Barona. If you've never been up there, you got to get up there.
Oh, $12 to get in. Parking is free. You can bring your own food and beverage. If you want to spend the night, you can spend the night. They don't charge anything. You just got to be self-contained. You can get a pit pass. You can go through the pits. Say hi to all the drivers. Don't get too close to the cars, otherwise you'll get a rag or a wrench, because that's just the way you guys are up there, because you're always looking for help. I had Dirt Dude on this morning. He's excited. I think it's because of the pent-up that everybody is feeling, all the local tracks are really doing well. Cocopah.
Yeah.
Paris is still, looks like their opening night might be the 10th. It just depends. But I think.
Yeah, they're trying. Too bad we didn't get the sprint cars up there.
I know.
But we're getting back on track. Everything's going to be good. It's going to be a great year at Barona. You know, you had Brian in the Brian show on this morning. I saw that on KUSI. It actually reminded me to call in today because someone said that, hey, Paul's going to call in today. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Better call in. But. You guys are really good racers. You know, we've got so many good racers out here, and we can go to different tracks with different cars and different classes and always do good. And there's going to be a lot of sprint car stuff going on up there this year, which is new, and the lightning sprints and the different things. And I'm just super excited. That chance to go up there, you got to get up there. It's just a ton of fun. You get home 10, 11 o'clock, and you're never going to see more racing than you're going to see what's going on this year.
And good racing, too. Everything from the kids all the way to the adults. Brittany, I mean, she's been gnawing on this microphone now for 6 months. You know, she's been goes and sits in her car. She's all ready, and she's waxed it till it's about 2 pounds heavier than it was
just
before it started.
Walk around in my suit.
I know. Walk her, sleep in her suit, her driving suit. But you're right, Paul. I mean, if you've never been – once you go, you will be so hooked, you will not believe it, because it is the best bang for your buck, hands down. Hands down. It's exciting, the smells, and then the camaraderie, you know, the friendships that you'll meet sitting in the stands or sitting off the tailgate of your truck. It's just going to be great.
For sure. The whole package is the real deal. If you have kids and you want to have them do a really cool sport, you got to get them in any dwarfs and lightning sprints, and my kids came up through that, and I couldn't think of a better way for them to grow up and being around some really, really great people, and learning stuff that kids don't really get to learn anymore. I mean, you know, most kids don't play with motors and pull transmissions out and do stuff and, you know, do all the welding and everything, and it's a really good way to give a kid, whether it's a girl or the girl racers in the young group right now are better than any of them right now. I mean, you got to watch out. they do awesome, and I love to see it, and I love to see people grow up in the sport. But actually, the car that my kid PJ raced 20 years ago was 15 years old when we bought it. So that car has been up there 35 years with a go-kart engine running around, and it's just amazing how many kids have sat in that seat and gone on to do great things, whether it's in racing or it's, you know, in life or whatever. But it's a really cool place.
Well, and you end up, every time I interview somebody that races at Barona, they're all straight-A students. They all got good attendance.
We got one here today.
I know. And I think racing teaches you that. It teaches you sportsmanship. It teaches you to work with others. It teaches you defeat.
Yep, how to win, how to lose with grace.
How to win, how to lose with grace. It teaches you how, like you say, to work on cars. Who's the little guy that does Growing Up Garage? The little, what's his name? Eric Evans' grandkid.
Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does great.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that show? That thing is unbelievable. But you're right. And the thing of it is, it's no different than you. How many championships have you won out there?
Our family's been lucky enough to probably have 12, 13 championships, and combined between the three of us, we're pushing 100 wins, so we're doing okay.
And
I don't know if I still got it, but PJ will have it this year, and the modifieds, it's going to be unbelievable, the modifieds this year. There's a lot of people coming back, and the street stocks are going back and forth. We'll see who's out there, but all all the racing should be super competitive.
And don't forget the dwarf cars.
You got to go in the pits.
You got to go in the pits. Yeah, you definitely got to go in the pits.
If you don't go in the pits and get a pit pass after the race, stay around and walk through the pits because it's really cool.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of really cool.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. And like I said, it's more fun than you could imagine. You can, and if you decide you want to get into racing, that's a good place to go.
I can't help but think of David Hunt's fiance. She was sitting in the stands.
Yeah, one
now
minute.
Now she just bought herself a race car. Well, she's like, I can do that.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of it's come from. I mean, and you move up through the classes. Like, Paul, yep. When you guys and your kids started, you started small. Then you sold the car to somebody else that's coming up, and then you guys just moved up the ranks. So it's just a great experience. And, folks, I mean, I've already taken I don't know how many kids up to Ernie's place up in Ramona. He's got a little flat track that he puts them in, a little dwarf car, a little mini dwarf. And the parents, you know, all of a sudden they get started. And then it's a family experience, you know, the moms, the dads, the grandpas, the grandmas. All the kids hanging out on the weekends, just having a ton of fun.
This crew chief to my right here, we were talking about just that time spent.
Yeah, with your kids.
With your kids is priceless. You know,
especially if you work as hard.
I was in the shop with my kids Tuesday, Thursday night, Cone mm-hmm. Speedway when they were 4 and 7 years old. And I'll never forget it. And it's a great way to raise a family, have kids, do stuff.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right, so I'm going to treat you just like I do the little kids. Other than El Cajon Ford, who else is sponsoring your car? Paul Dyke Enterprises?
You know, it's going to have Quick Lane on it.
Okay.
Like you said earlier, that we service and make all models of cars. It doesn't matter what, bring it in, we'll take care of it. But, you know, maybe I can put some on there or something to promote some kids going forward. But I'm lucky enough going forward. He can take care of my race car. And PJ, my son, he's got some great sponsors. He's been racing down in Yuma and Yuma Bagel. If you ever go, you got to go to Yuma Bagel.
I've never been there.
No, they're on 4th Street. You'll like it. I know. I've seen what you eat in the morning. but you... that's a new sponsor for him out there, and they've done really good. And he's done good down there at Yuma, and that's another good track out there. But everybody needs to get up April 3rd to get up to Brona Speedway.
All right, buddy. Hey, and I'd like to get you and your two kids in here one day, and we'll just have some fun, and we'll just do a little circle track racing. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a wonderful afternoon. And we cannot wait for
a couple laps of NASCAR left, and we'll go see what's going on there.
All right.
Yeah, you just...
Yeah, we got 33 laps left. I know. I'm watching it, too. I know it's a terrible thing to say. Hey, don't forget, April 3rd,
yes.
Barona Speedway. Go to baronaspeedway.com. And for all of your automotive needs, it's El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you down the road.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. When the shoot kicks in, Sam.
To Racer Radio. I'm feeling better already.
Oh, yeah?
Because I wasn't feeling good earlier this morning.
Did we bring up your spirit?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
that's what Racer
good.
Radio does right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Deegan, you ever been to Paris Auto Speedway?
I've been once just to watch some racing.
Oh,
but
you haven't been on the track, have you?
Epic.
Oh, it's epic.
Not yet.
It'll scare the you-know-what-skis out of you. But Paris Auto Speedway, I haven't heard a date yet. Maybe we'll find out with our guest, Austin Grabowski. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. Now, you race at Paris, right?
Yes.
What have you heard? What have you heard about opening night, or are you still in the dark with everybody else?
I was told that they are going back to racing. I believe it was April 14th. I'm not exactly sure, but I talked to Scott this weekend over when I was up north in Bakersfield, and he said that they got the green light and they're going to start racing again.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, they officially got the green light.
Well, you know, that you just got to go with the positive and hope it works out. Now, what are you racing right now?
Well, this weekend was the first time I jumped into a 410 sprint car.
Yeah, you got in.
Yeehaw. Yeah. Was that an e-ticket ride or what?
Wow.
Well, I've been it was kind of a long way around, but basically I started a quarter midget and kind of worked my way up, and sprint cars were always something I wanted to do. Uh-huh. And I finally just said, enough's enough. I want to get in it before I'm too old to drive. So decided to basically park the modified that I was running before.
You notice he said sprint. Parked it.
What, rather than wadding it up? What,
no,
what are you getting
at? Rather than saying, I sold it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, got to have a plan B.
It is for sale. I've had a few guys message me, but no one's shown up with the amount of cash I'm looking for. It's basically, they can take everything with the modified. It's just, I jumped in that sprint car back in July to go test at Paris. And
that was it.
Once I jumped in the sprint car, the modified, I just lost complete interest in it. So.
That's like when I got out of my first car. I thought, I'm going to miss this. And then I jumped into my new car. I'm like, what old car?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. So this past weekend was your first time racing the sprint car, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So are we still smiling right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could hear it.
Yeah, still smiling. It was a good weekend. There were some mechanical issues I had. They decided to have an open practice on Thursday, which is good. I completely tore the entire car apart during off season and put it all back together, added a few new things. The brakes in the rear, it turned out that I found a cracked fitting on just the rear lines. The pedal would go basically soft after about four or five laps and then just would lose brakes.
Right.
Interesting.
Got that handled. Went out, first race was on Friday. Qualifying, I sucked. Heat race was terrible. I ended up in the B main. I transferred from the B main to the A main.
Good.
Started, I believe, 21st and ended up ninth.
There we go.
Well, that's good for your first time out.
Yeah, it was good. Second night, yesterday, same thing. I overdrove the car in qualifying. Heat race
so
didn't
honest.
Do much better. Well, you know, it's just it
I
is
sucked.
What it is.
I overdrove it.
Well, yeah, but it's only your second time behind the
wheel.
Well,
yeah, you too. I'm wondering if you've bonded yet. You haven't bonded yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a little bit. The thing is I like having a rabbit in front of me to go chase.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
When field cars, I can get around cars, see where they're going, so I'll drive it in and a little bit further and a little bit further and pick up the gas maybe a little bit sooner. But transfer, so I, like I said, heat race was terrible. Qualifying was terrible on Saturday as well. Ended up, I think, starting 11th in the B main. Finished 5th, which transferred me to the A main, started dead last. And on lap 8, my brake issues I thought were fixed came back. So from lap 1 to 8, I had, and from 8 to lap 30, I had almost done. So I believe I still ended up 18th, but that was backing up the corners, lifting early, and not. Basically, I hit the brake and then have to stab it one more time and I get pressure again. And
yes.
It was kind of set the car. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're still... Still smiling. It's really nice to get into a sprint car, and it was amazing to see all of my old friends that I saw when I grew up racing quarter midgets are still around. We had more people than I thought were still in racing, because I haven't been around the open wheel guys in a really long time.
Well, you also build hot rods, right?
I do. Yeah.
Now, the name Gabrowski, that, you know, I'm old enough probably to be your grandfather, but there was a Gabrowski back in the day that used to build hot rods. Is that any relationship?
No, well, kind of. My dad thinks no, but Norm, his name was Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
He ran into my dad at a swap meet, saw that we had a Gabrowski shirt on when my dad's helping out my uncles with their off-road stuff, and gave him a slap on the back and said, "Hey, you're Gabrowski?" And my dad goes, "Yes, sir." And he goes, "Okay, good. We're related today. You're buying me a beer." And I guess they walked around the spot.
Well, see, then you're related.
Oh, Sandoval's common. I can get a beer anywhere. I like this.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, hey, since I talk to a lot of young kids coming up the ranks, I always make sure they talk to me about their sponsors. So who's slapped on the side of your car to help you go in circles?
Grabowski Speed Shop, which is my hot rod shop, and then Mustang Motels, which is my grandpa's Snooty Fox Motor Inn, and the aircraft out of Ontario. They supply me with a lot of my brake lines and just all around anything you need fitting wise. They're really good about it.
Right. So you're already chatting to them about your brake situation?
No, you know what? Well, that's the thing, is that was actually a direct part from Willwood. That was not.
Oh, I run those too. I have to do that double pump.
You do?
That was Willwood. The actual caliper melted to the rotor, and the pads are still good. Something happened. I just got home right before I called you guys.
So you don't know yet?
Car is still sitting in the trailer covered in dirt. I kind of relaxed a little bit and then slowly made my way down to Riverside this morning.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. So where's your next race?
I believe it's actually in Terry.
Okay.
On the 20, I got to look, the 26th. It's in, okay. Not this week, but next week.
All right.
Friday show. And I believe after that, Paris should be coming up, which I'm excited about. I've got a pretty good amount of laps in that at that track with the modified and tested with the sprint car there about 3 or 4 different times. So I'm kind of excited. I'm more comfortable at Paris than I am, you know, anywhere else.
Sure.
Curious about lap times compared between modified and the sprint car. Any idea how much faster?
We never really pulled out the stopwatch with the modified. That's more my dad's department. I'm just the guy behind the wheel. He would be better than I do.
Do you feel like you're flying faster?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely a lot faster. It's just a completely different feel. The modified, it's apples and oranges, basically. The way you drive the car, the way you set up the car, the way you throw it in. All that different. It's just, there's no comparison to the car and the modified.
Well, we have a young driver in the house right now, 12 years old.
Yeah. 12.
And he's now moving into a 600.
Yeah.
So he's working his way up the ranks. I think how many laps have you gotten a 600 so far?
Only a couple. I mean, we spent
maybe 100.
Yeah.
But that's because of COVID. That's why. Yeah. He would have a lot if it wasn't for COVID.
So if you had any advice for him, what would you give him?
Seat time. That's the biggest thing. And that's one thing. When I started with quarter midgets when I was 6, and my dad used to basically throw the quarter midget in the back of the truck, and that ran a little Briggs & Stratton motor with a little gallon gas tank on it. He'd bring an extra can just in case, and he'd push me off, and I'd just do lap after lap after lap after lap, and the more comfortable you are in the car, the better you're going to be, and the more you're going to learn the feel, you know, different things.
Exactly. So, that'd be the same advice I would give. Everything else is secondary except seat time. You got to be in the car. And you got to work on the car. If you can't work on that, you got to work on it, because if you don't work on it, you can't talk to your crew chief about what needs to be done to make it better. You can't just say, "I don't know.
It doesn't feel right."
Right. Yeah. You need feedback. You got to know.
What is it that doesn't
feel
right? Need
some direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Comes up with that Days of Thunder, you know, when Tom Cruise says, "I don't even know what you're talking about." But, you know, that doesn't work in today's racing society.
Right. Yeah. No, you've got to be able to communicate with whoever's turning the wrenches and also be able to get the feedback. I mean, that is a big thing as well. And it's something that you'll just learn over time,
yeah,
for sure.
And you got to keep it fun. You got to keep this is fun, because if you take it so serious that you can't sleep at night and you end up with a stomach ache, then maybe you need to get into something else. But man, this has been fun talking to you.
I'm excited for you. I'm really happy for you.
What's the number of your car?
72.
All right, right. And what color is it?
It's black with gold lettering.
Ooh, that sounds
stealthy.
Good.
Yeah. Engine turned gold.
Have you got a pencil in front of you?
I do not, actually.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll bug Scott and have him give you my email. And if you ever want to bring the rig to KUSI for some free TV exposure for your sponsors, even though most of them are you, I'm more than happy to do that. It's the number one watch morning show in town. I had racers on this morning. I'm going to have some more on at the end of the month, because we're trying to promote Barona Speedway down here to get people to go out and support the track. Paris, as they've been down, and so I'm more than happy to put you on TV if you're ever interested.
All right, absolutely. Sounds great.
All right, Austin, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you at Paris Auto Speedway.
Good luck this season.
Good luck, Austin.
Guys.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Get a little mud on the tires, 'cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue out in Santee, right next to the drive-in. In-house dyno. Once they work on it, they test it and tell you exactly what you got. And if you like those the hose specialties, which is your braided lines for water and fuel, they've got everything there as well. I've tried to put those together. They poke holes in my fingers. So I'd rather let CCC do it, because I'm not doing that anymore. All right, we got Brittany Sandoval in here. She stiffed somebody's birthday party.
Have to go abruptly at the end of this interview. They're
briskly
waiting on me.
Briskly.
Is what I was just told.
Yes. Are you getting
you better
text?
Get there in a hurry.
I just got a phone call. I thought you were just introducing them.
Oh.
Why are you still there?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We're waiting on you. They have a flight to catch, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, when's anyway. The flight? At 4?
I don't know.
Just tell. Enough aren't they retired? Anyway, so let's talk about our driver.
They have a game plan for 2021. I would like to hear it, because it's like a crescendo in music. It's going to
just peak.
Yes,
at the end.
Yeah,
so let's hear this plan. What's your plan?
Yeah, so April 17th, we're going to Lemoore. We're going to run the races up there, the micro races. And we haven't planned out all of our races yet, but we're planning to go to there. And then we want to run the California Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, we're hoping to go to the Tulsa Shootout, which is going to be...
Well,
really
that's where you're going to get noted.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to get noticed.
Yeah.
Got to get a couple good finishes there.
Yeah. And I know this is easy for me to say, but you got to try not to be nervous. You got to try to look at it as, hey, I'm just going to do the best I can do. And whatever happens, happens. Because you put too much pressure on yourself, it'll just be so difficult that pretty soon you'll just say, you know what, I don't know if I really want to do this anymore, because then it becomes a job. It's got to be fun.
Yeah.
And I know the minute you go into turn one, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's right? What I was really going to ask. Yeah. When the flag drops, everything else goes away.
You get
away.
The little like butterflies when you're first going in, but as soon as the green flag drops, it all goes away.
Everything goes away.
Have you learned to breathe?
You don't really think about it, but I mean, I think I have. I don't know.
See, back when I raced back go-karts, that was my biggest challenge was breathing. Especially if I got in front.
Would you hold your breath?
Yeah.
I know I have. I think bracing on the turns, I do. And it's not till it's a red where I'm like, I'm like, oh, I wasn't breathing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've wanted a race ever since I was a little kid. My life the path didn't go the direction I wanted it to go. But I do have my 3 first place trophies from go-karting sitting right on my mantle that I look at every single day, 24/7.
Look at every
well, Dave,
morning.
we've got another micro sprint in the garage.
You're gonna say that every. See, then I gotta go. I've got a go kart ride. I did get in a 410.
You did
out of Barona Speedway with Waitman, Randy Waitman.
Waitman, yeah,
number 69. So he says you could drive it. I go, really?
Wow.
He goes, yeah. I said, I will on two rules. He goes, what's that? If I wreck it, I don't have to buy it. And two, I want to go by myself. He says, yeah, okay, that's fine. So I went. So he's telling me all these things. You got to do pull this, turn that, do this, do that. I go, just start it. So they hit me in the tail end, and I came out of the chute like a bull. I'm standing on it. And I go into turn one, and I'm, turn right to go left. Did 10 laps, came in, and he goes, I said, what'd you think? He goes, wow, you were doing pretty good for never driving before. I said, well, let me go out again, and I'll open my eyes.
Wow.
That was the wildest thing I have ever done, ever, I'm telling you. And I was hooked like nobody's business. Was that kind of the same experience with you once you get in the 600?
Yeah, it was a big difference. In the junior sprint, when you get on the gas, it would put you back in your seat a little bit, but with the micros, the acceleration is...
just stupid fast.
Yeah.
And then you got to learn how to control that.
Yeah, and then you got to learn how to control it through the corner because they carry a lot of speed.
And that's the seat time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the next question is, now that you live in Alpine, are we going to have a track?
Oh, I so wish we did. You know, we bought a nice property up there, but not enough room for a track.
A little circle track around the house. Mom's not going to know.
They own. I don't think they want to upset the neighbors.
Well, you know, the neighbors are pretty cool, and we got some other local racers that live up there, too. We may be able to work something
around
out.
Around the house. Just around the house. Yeah,
that's what I do. And then put plants, you know, little flowers or on the outsides of the track. Just don't take out the plants.
Yep.
But because again, it's all seat time, seat time, seat time, seat time, seat time.
Yeah.
And I don't think is Camp Lockett big enough.
You know, I'm not sure. Thanks.
Have
I
you
don't
been
seem
there?
Seem to think so.
I don't think so.
I've driven past her. I've never stopped.
I never have either. And I mean,
we keep saying we want to get up there. Yeah. We hear a ton of good things, but it just the pictures I see. It just doesn't seem big enough.
It's interesting, though. You know, the tracks that these 600s run on, they're much smaller.
Well,
than
that's
what I thought.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Tulsa's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
these things really
that's
work
what
well.
I thought. No, and like true. I said, you know, when you go home this afternoon, start walking around.
Yeah, if you just walk it enough and start wearing a path, then you can just show them.
The whole family around and around.
So plotted the track. Yeah. We're all set.
See, Dad's already got it figured out.
I think the whole family is behind Deegan.
Well, of course.
Right? Yeah. Yes. And you want to go far.
Yeah, I want to try and make it to NASCAR. Like, yeah. I want to get there. It's
there's
really
part
bad.
Of me, like, if a teacher says, you know, to the kids, write about what you want to do with your future. And if he says, I want to be a professional, if you ever have that assignment, tell me, and I'll talk to the teacher, because I don't want him to doubt you. Like, oh, yeah, okay, right. But I'll be like, no, seriously, you need to see this guy race.
Yeah, I mean, it's been his drive forever, you know. I mean, he wants to go toe-to-toe with Larson and Bell and all the big boys up there, and I think this is a great way for us to try to achieve that. You know, I mean, Bell, Larson, they all still run micros and sprint cars, midgets, and stuff like that. So it's an opportunity for us to make our way up the chain of these cars and possibly, you know, get that door opened.
Well, make a plan and work the plan. Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot in case your baseball coach is listening. Are you willing to give up baseball?
If I make it far enough, yes.
Because he's a good ball player too, Dave.
I play first base and pitcher. I'm a lefty, so those...
That's kind of rare, and I mean that's valuable in the baseball world.
Well,
what makes you happy?
I was gonna say bigger smile results from.
I think it'd be racing, just winning the races, just like racing in general.
Just racing, period. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get the same adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You don't get the same adrenaline rush. Are you planning on going to college?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. So you're going to get like an engineering or
something? Yeah, I was hoping to. Some sort of like engineering, working on things.
Right. Yeah. And even if you don't do that, say you don't go to college, you could at least go to work for companies that do what you do, what you want to do.
Yeah.
Just don't pigeonhole yourself into a pit crew, because if you get into a pit crew, you'll never get back behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys and girls that went into the pits thinking that they would eventually get into And that's just like people to do be a board op wanting to be, sit here and be on air. It's very hard to make that. So I think with your dad and your mom and your
and
little,
his results.
And his little sister. No one's
right.
even talked about her.
Our gymnast.
Does she doesn't race?
She's been to K1 Speed a couple of times, but
I bet she's good too, huh?
And she's tapped Deegan's Junior Sprint, so that is locked up in the garage as well. So
you still have it.
So everybody from Barona listening, you might have another girl racer coming out to challenge
they do
you guys.
Well,
you know, the girls do well.
They
and
do
I hear
really
more
well.
And more people talk about how well the girls do.
They do. They're determined.
And they don't get overly flustered. And they seem to have a good plan. And
yes, they do.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Yeah, little Kelly that you guys have here on the air all the time, sweet girl.
Isn't she a hoot?
She's great, you know. And we've been helping her out, trying to put some of her motors together for their stuff, and you know, applying any of the stuff that we've learned along the way,
sure.
and trying to help them out. We love watching her. She's a great little.
Her older sister races too.
Yeah, Catherine. Yeah, yeah. We raced with Catherine for a year or so in the junior divisions before she aged out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny how you've raced with all these kids and they're all kind of growing right up with you.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Larsons and all the, what was the one we were just talking about? That's
are you talking
Bell.
About? Oh, Bell. Mm-hmm. Christopher
you know,
Bell.
All Christopher Bell. Yeah. So I'm just really excited for you. You're, like I said, you're more than welcome to come back to radio and anytime you want to be on TV, because when you're crawling up that ladder, it's great to show people, well, here, I was on TV. Here's a copy of it. Here's a copy of my show, you know, so they can hear how you interview and how you answer questions, how you present, you know, and you present, and as far as I'm concerned, extremely well. If I didn't think you did, I just wouldn't say anything. And I think you would have to agree.
Yeah. Yes, I've been speaking highly of you, Deegan. I'm excited to see where he goes. At 12 years old, in his 600, an eye on the prize at Tulsa already.
Right.
So I'm excited for you. I hope that after April 12th, I don't know. I don't want to start any rumors. San Diego Unified, we don't know when we're going back, but maybe I have a chance to see you in person and ask, like, how's it going?
Yeah.
He's
going
to be really
emails.
Fun to watch. Yeah. But I'm just really excited for you.
Yeah.
I think he's someone we need to keep an eye on as a local
There's
growing
no
up for decades.
Reason why you can't. Really. I mean, that's it. Oh, yeah. Sponsors.
I'm wondering about sponsors.
Yeah. Who are your sponsors?
We have Victory Graphics, Kevin from Victory Graphics. They did all the vinyl work.
Mm-hmm.
Those are his stickers.
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt right now.
Oh, yeah.
We had our jackets that he made, hats. We have United Cleaning, which is my dad's company. And then we have Cheers Deli, which is...
Oh, yummy!
Yes, Cheers keeps her belly full.
Oh, my God.
I keep telling you guys,
sponsor.
You always got to have a food sponsor.
That's right. Absolutely.
And then we have Polishing Pros. But we're looking for some more sponsors.
How do we get a hold of you?
Forward. Polishing Pros.
Now, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, through my mom's Instagram and Facebook at Irie Motorsports.
Okay.
And then, text her through Instagram or Facebook.
Irie Motorsports. I-R-E-W.
R-E-Y.
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 All you have to, if you want a good kid to represent your company, this is the one. All right, hey, it's great having you guys in.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave. What a great opportunity. Thanks for having us.
Doors open anytime. Just check out with my producer here. All right, this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.